Nolte, Hollywood blacklisted Rick and Morty creator, then the DA dropped the case. By John Nolte on March 23, 2023. 3 months after Rick and Morty co-creator Justin Roiland was blacklisted, canceled by fascist Hollywood, the Orange County District Attorney's dropped the charges against him. This is everything wrong with modern-day America in a nutshell. The hashtag MeTooMcCarthyism marches on. I know nothing about anyone or anything involved in this case. Before this situation blew up in January, I had never heard of Justin Roiland. What's more, I've never watched a frame of Rick and Morty. Roiland might be the biggest left-wing jerk in Hollywood. He might hate Christians and wish Trump supporters dead. He might be a transvestite Satanist. I don't care about any of that because that has nothing to do with the injustice here. Justin Roiland's career, reputation, and income were wiped in a few days over an allegation. Although the allegation had not seen the inside of a courtroom, Hollywood still annihilated this man and everything he'd worked for. One allegation from 2020 was all it took, and he lost everything. The Cartoon Network blacklisted him. Disney, by way of Hulu, blacklisted him. And then what happened? The DA dropped the charges. Nearly 2 years after domestic violence allegations were made against Rick and Morty co-creator Justin Roiland, the Orange County District Attorney's Office on Wednesday dismissed the charges, which Roiland insists were based solely on the word of an embittered ex. "We dismiss the charges today as a result of having insufficient evidence to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt," a spokesperson for OCDA Todd Spitzer told Deadline of the semi-sealed matter first filed in May 2020. The DA can't make its case, but this man has still been professionally and personally wiped off the face of the earth. "I'm disappointed that so many people were so quick to judge based solely on the word of an embittered ex trying to bypass due process and have me canceled," Roiland wrote in a statement, adding, "that it may have succeeded, even partially, is shameful. This is all political. This is all about 1, wiping out men in the creative world to make way for the shrews and 2, appeasing the fascist shrews who have no respect for due process or human decency. I've heard all the arguments. The Constitution is only about what the government can and cannot do. It does not regulate individuals or corporations. Yeah, well, the McCarthyism of the 1950s also had nothing to do with the government. That was private businesses, studios, sponsors, and private individuals, actors, directors, producers, deciding who they would and would not do business with. There is no moral difference. The kangaroo court of public opinion is a destructive danger to everyone's liberty, freedom, and reputation." Hollywood spent decades screaming never again. Through one tired, boring, pedantic McCarthyism movie after another, Martin Ritz the front accepted, and now Hollywood's using those movies as an instruction manual. Shame on everyone. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.